This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's member cooperatives are preparing for their organization's premier annual event, the joint annual meeting coming up October 21st through the 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. And joining us with a preview is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris, it's that time of year again where the dairy industry gathers, and this time in Phoenix.
Yes, so this is the fall meeting of the leadership of the National Milk Producers Federation, and we co-sponsor this meeting along with the leaders of the Dairy Checkoff organization, Dairy Management. We've been holding this jointly since the late 90s, Bill, because we have people involved in both the policy side of the dairy producer community, which is what National Milk represents, as well as the checkoff side, which is what DMI represents. And so we have governance meetings. Our board of directors will be meeting. We'll get the latest on what's happening with the farm bill, the elections. We'll be keeping an eye on the dietary guidelines for America because we're about to find out a whole lot more about what's going to come from that. We think that there will be some good news for dairy producers, but we'll have more details here in a couple weeks when we meet in Phoenix. And then the sessions will cover a lot of other things that are of interest to producers. We have the CEO of Domino's Pizza, Russell Wiener, who is going to be talking about pizza cheese demand and what they're doing to help grow that category. We have a guy named Jerry Hagstrom, who's a well-known ag journalist here in Washington, and he will be talking about the upcoming November elections and the impact of rural votes at the national level, and then also giving some forecasts as to what will happen in some of the key states. And then we also have a presentation from a guy named Mark Purdy, who's with Aimpoint Research, and his company does a lot of economic and even psychological research directed toward the future of food production and who will be the farmer of the future. So we're interested in hearing that because a lot of the people in our audience will be people who've been around for quite a while. So we'll be looking for his presentation to share more information as to who will be producing food in the 21st century.
As always, a very impressive lineup at the joint annual meeting, and really a lot to pack in just a few short days.
Yes. So in addition to the general sessions that I've mentioned, we have a panel discussion on the last day, which is Wednesday the 23rd, that is going to look at new revenue-generating opportunities for dairy farmers. Obviously, the bread and butter, so to speak, of farmers is milk sales and meat sales, but there are some new emerging opportunities, including looking to capture carbon credits from climate smart farming. So we've got several different company representatives who will gather for that. And then our meeting also features a separate track for our Young Cooperator Program. This is our leadership development group, and they also meet in conjunction with our fall meeting each year. And so they will have their own sessions and then join us for a lot of the general sessions that we've been talking about.
Again, the joint annual meeting, October 21st through the 23rd in Phoenix, and more details at nmpf.org.
Yes, we have more details there, and right now we have about 720 people registered to come to downtown Phoenix for the meeting, and so this will be a good opportunity for everyone to take stock of where we are going to be going in the future. We have also 8 breakout sessions that will talk about various checkoff as well as National Milk activities, future-oriented in many cases, looking at the future of the federal milk marketing order system and then the economic outlook for 2025.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more details about the upcoming joint annual meeting in Phoenix, go to nmpf.org.